The Gemara in Shkolim, Daf Yudches, talks about the Eser Menoras Asa Shlomo, based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that Shlomo HaMelech made 10, in addition to Moshe's menorah, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 menorahs. According to the Medrash, all 11 menorahs were used on a daily basis. So the Yad David has the following Shiloh. What do you mean? What's going on here? We know, well, Pashas, there was only one menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So how come, and we have a principle in the Torah of Baal Tosef, we can't add to a mitzvah. You can't have five parshos in the tefillin, five minim. So putting multiple menorahs, multiple shulchanos, multiple lechem apanim, why would it be a violation of Baal Tosef? And secondly, even if it wasn't Baal Tosef, how could you use it in the Beis HaMikdash? If it's unnecessary, it would fall under the concept of Chul and Lazara, and then you have an issue on Shabbos, only things which are Chul Lazman. So the Yadav answer is that you are right. Shlomo HaMelech did not discover America here, or North America. He was just following his tradition. His tradition from where? So the Mefarshim point out, based on the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that all the instructions to build the Beis HaMikdash were delivered by a Navi, Akol Bixab Yad Hashem. So he was directed by a Navi to construct and use the 10 Shulchanos and the 10 Menorahs. So therefore, clearly then, and obviously a Navi can't make a halacha either. Navi Rashi Ochadish Abamiyata, so the Navi was just giving him over the tradition they had. I guess he wasn't giving it Betoras Navi, he was giving it Betoras Horah, however you want to explain. However, the Yad David agrees that on Shabbos, perhaps, maybe you didn't use the extra menoros and shulchanas because of the issue of Chol Shabbos. And the Zohar Rabbeinu Bachaya has an interesting explanation on what the extra 10 menorahs, that again it didn't come from Shlomo, you have a big problem. So he explains based on the pasuk Te'asa HaMenorah, pasuk Lamed Aleph, that Te'asa, there's an extra yud after the tav, there's yud ayin shin hey, there's an extra letter yud, which obviously we know gematria yud is 10. So that was an illusion that when Moshe was building the Beis HaMikdash, that when Hashem commanded Moshe, told Moshe about this halacha, it was handed down midor l'dor to Shlomo HaMelech because the Yud already is Meramid. So therefore, that was the tradition. They had Esara Menorahs, they had the Medrash says, they had the 10 Menorahs, etc. and other things. And all these new things weren't invented by Shlomo, because they ain't Navi Rosh Yochadish Javah Me'ata either. Therefore, it was a tradition based on a Kol Bixab Yad Hashem, or as Rabbeinu Bachaya points out, it was alluded to in Te'asa with the extra Yud.